Okay. Okay, let's go on. Have to decide something. We're gonna finish the Sigurd soon, maybe today, I don't know. Then the question is, like the next Sigurd that I was thinking of doing is Sigurd of the Simon it's not a small Sigurd, it's not an easy Sigurd. I'm not sure that we have time to do it. Do we want to try to do it, start it, or pull it a day? Let's see what the other one wants. Maybe just let me know. It's based on how much time you have with it. The studio of Simon, which is the other Sigurd here, that's other Sigurd here. Back in the test. Let me know. It certainly needs a week. It needs a week. So if guys still have a week, then we could do it. At least we could do some of it. If guys don't have a, if you only have a day or two, then it doesn't, or 3 days even. It's, I don't know that it's Kedai even to start. So, yeah, just let me know what. The easiest thing is just every to private message me. Okay, so let's take the Gemara said, let's go back to the Baya of Pirshu Mesa, the first Baya of Rebasis. Pirshu Mesa Mao. So we saw in Rashi. I'm going to show you that the bai is that it fell out of the apple and hit the ground, and when it hit the ground, it went splat and it died. So it never had a chance to be sheretz al oretz. Actually, it was never even roised to be sheretz al oretz. That's why it's different than the case where it was pirshul avir and he caught it. There at least it was roised to be sheretz. It's right to be roichish, but here it never even had a chance to be roichish, and that's the bayit. You need roichish, you don't need roichish. But the Rosh says that it's poshut. The Ram is not the way, but the Rosh says that it's poshut that the bayit is only if it was peresh mechayim. The sheretz, the worm when it fell out of the apple was alive. And then it died when it hit the ground. So then there's a malkum to say that it's called that it was perish. It's hard to say that it's not called that it was perish. But if it was dead when it left the apple, there's nothing to talk about. However, the Rambam, what brings the Rambam, the Rosh brings Rabbeinu Chananel, we both like the Rambam very cool right now. How does the Rosh say it? He's doing Yesh Garsim. Rosh brings Yesh Garsim Pirish Mace. Not Pirshu Mesa, but Pirish Mace. It was Pirish dead. Because the Rosh blame this topic because he doesn't think it's Mistabra that there should be such a topic. Pirish Mace. But the emphasis is that that's the thing that that's Rabbeinu Chananel's gift. We don't have Rabbeinu Chananel, but there is Rabbeinu Chananel on tools printed. And the Rambam is clearly that way. Rambam. Rambam says when he brings all the bias, it's not a chatezayin. Pirshu la'aveh v'lenogu ba'aretz. The case is Pirshu Acha Shemesu. And I'm saying all of these cases are Basophic and in Lurkin Alay. So that's the gifts that there, but the Rosh rejects. The Rosh says there's no Mokum Safik in that. If it was Mason, then it was Perish, and nothing to talk about. And the Rav says that that's the Hakadosh Safik Gemara. It was Perish Mace. And this is, I think, the Golos Shitosim. But it goes back to the fundamental issue: what's the Isra over here of a Sheretz that was Perish from a Pri and was Sheretz El Aretz? Pita Rashi, the Ramban, and Sheretz Tess, is that it's an Isra of Sheretz, Asheretz, Asheretz, Aretz. It's an Isra of Sheretz, Aretz. When it leaves the Pri, it becomes a Sheretz, Aretz. Whereas a Suffolk does have to mamish be Sheretz, Al Aretz to become a Sheretz, Aretz. Or it's enough to leave the Pri and to go out into the Avir Olam to become a Sheretz, Aretz. But it's a new Isra that's being Chal of Sheretz, Aretz. Kol Zman that is in the Pri, it's not a Sheretz, Aretz. That's the Mid Lamayt Zizan Shabbat Doshim. It's not a sheretz aretz if it's inside a pri. When it leaves the pri, at least if it's roichas shal aretz, and maybe even when it becomes roy to be roichas shal aretz, and maybe not even that, it just needs to go out into the avir olam, then it becomes a sheretz aretz. So it's a new shem sheretz aretz. If that's the pshat, that's a Rashi in the Ramban learn. If that's the pshat, then chayitz poshut. That it can't become a Sheretz Aretz after it's dead. But Pelas, that died in the Pri, and then it wasn't a Sheretz Aretz. It was not yet a Sheretz Aretz. It was a different thing. It was a Pelas. It wasn't a Sheretz Aretz. And then after the funeral, it came out into the land, and it came out into the Avir Olam. It can't all of a sudden now become a Sheretz Aretz. It's another poshut that it can only become a Sheretz Aretz when it's alive. You can't get a new Shem after it's dead. I think that's what the Rosh says. And therefore the Rosh says, not Mistabah, there could even be such a suffix that Pirish Yimesh should become a Sheretz Aretz. And I know that the Rosh goes with the Shita of the Rishonim, of Rashi and the Ramban, which is a part of the Shita and Rishonim. From the Gemara earlier, when the Gemara says about pouring beer through a filter, or Lishbi in a Shikha, and the Tzav Yosa, because we're afraid maybe the Telas will fall out of the water, and it'll fall onto the tzavios, onto the kashim, and then it'll fall back in. The Lashon HaGemara is going to be over mishum ha-sheretz ha-sheretz ha-la-aretz. And it's a sheretz ha-aretz. The Rambam, the Rambam Shita is that it's an iser of telas ha-peyos. The Rambam Shita is that it's an iser of sheretz ha-mayim. When it leaves the mayim, it gets the iser of sheretz ha-mayim. It's both back to the maybe we said, I don't want to, maybe we should talk a chazit just quickly. The Gemara said, you pour the beer, the sheretz is perish, onto the tzav yosef, then it falls back in. So the Lashon HaGemara is, even mishum ha-sheretz ha-sheretz ha-la-aretz. My sheretz ha-sheretz ha-la-aretz. I'm not sheretz ha-mayim. So Rashi says, because it's reichesh on the kashim, it becomes a sheretz ha-aretz. When it's reichesh on the kashim, it becomes a sheretz ha-aretz. The Ram had different gifts in the Gemara. The Ram was there is, you're over from mishum ha-sheretz ha-sheretz, not ha-sheretz ha-sheretz ha-la-aretz. It's not the pasuk of Sheretz Aretz at all. It's the pasuk of Sheretz Hamayim, because the Rambam holds that the issue of Sheretz Hamayim is not from aimless Napir Vekaskesis. That was only said by Dogim. The issue of Sheretz Hamayim is the generic lav of Bechol Sheretz. Bechol Sheretz Hasheretz. At the time, it was something with Bechol Sheretz Hasheretz. Nothing with Alaretz. Bechol Sheretz Hasheretz is the lav, the general lav of all shots. So the Rambam holds. A Sheretz HaMayim doesn't have its own special lav, but you like it for the generic lav. And that's the Rambam's Geres Nagamar. You like it from Shem HaSheretz HaSheretz. Not HaSheretz HaSheretz HaLaretz. Because the Rambam's old doesn't become a Sheretz HaAretz. Sheretz HaAretz means a bug that by its nature lives on land. This is a bug that by its nature lives in beer. Doesn't live on land. Just because it fell off into the filter and fell back in, it didn't change its nature to become a Sheretz HaAretz. But the Rambam's not a Sheretz HaAretz. It's a Sheretz HaMayim. And the issue is the generic, and Sheretz Hamayim, the issue is Mishum is HaSheretz HaSheretz. So if it's a Sheretz Hamayim, how could it be a Sheretz Hamayim? Was never by Yom HaMunachol, a Sheretz Hamayim. What happened to Yom HaMunachol? The answer is, the Ram learns that's some kind of special din you need Yom HaMunachol. Mayim Shel Kelim is a matir. When it falls out of the kli, it loses the matir. Mayim Shel Kelim is matir because it's part of the mayim. When it leaves the mayim, then it reverts to its essential issur, which is the issur of sheretz mayim. That's the Rambam learns that halach. But the Rosh, when the Rosh brings that in, the Rosh is goyis hasheretz and the ovim shum hasheretz hasheretz al ha'aretz. And it's roich hashem l'kashim ovim shum hasheretz hasheretz al ha'aretz. And the Rosh has to be goyis that way because the Rosh holds at the end of the parak that the issur of sheretz hamayim is because endless nepiyah v'kaskes. It's like Rashi the Ramban, like Moshe Shon, that the issur of sheretz hamayim is because it's endless nepiyah v'kaskes. That's not what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says Yoiver, when it goes on to the Tzav Yosa, you can change the gears a little bit. Instead of being Geras Hasheretz Hasheretz El Oretz, you could be Geras Hasheretz Hasheretz. But you can't be Geras in the Gemara Yoiver because endless Nefir Bekaskes. That's too big a Haggad to possibly be true. And the Rosh said the favorites by Tzav Yosa. It's an Isser of Sheretz Oretz. So you see that the Rosh Taka holds, like those who shine, that when the Sheretz is Sheretz on the Oretz, even though it's a Sheretz on Mayim, but if it touches the Tzav Yosa, it becomes a Sheretz Aretz, even though its nature is still didn't change. But when it makes contact with dry land and it's Reichish on the dry land, it becomes a Sheretz Aretz. Same thing by Telasa Peiris. The Rosh holds, Rashi, like the Ramban, that the issue of Telasa Peiris when it's Peiris from the Pri and it's Sheretz Hala Aretz, or maybe even when it goes into the Avir Oil, Messer Bias is by it, but Akabana, when it leaves the Pri and it goes onto the land, the issue is that it becomes a Sheretz Aretz. Now a new shem of sheretz arts. It's up to Rosh. Like I said before, it's not mistabit that could happen after it's dead. How could it become a sheretz arts after it's dead? It's already too late. It's too late. Once the shtag into a sheretz arts has to do it when it's alive. When it's late, when it's dead, it can't do it. The Rambam is the shitosa. The Rambam holds that what's the issue of telasa peiris, not sheretz arts. The Rambam's the issue of Telas HaPeiris is that there's a separate Lavan Peir for Telas HaPeiris. I have a separate, and when you this Telas, that when it leaves the Pri, Rambam learns it's then Chayzer back into the Pri, and you're eating it with the Pri. And the Nidim is that it's a Telas HaPeiris. So why is it Kozman that it's not Peiris from the Pri, it's Mutter? The Fidei Rambam, it's not an Isser of Sheretz Aretz. The Torah is miyached. The Rambam holds the Torah is miyached, a special lav for Telas HaPeiris. The Pasuk Mem Beis is Sheretz Sheretz Aretz. The Rambam holds that it's a special lav for Telas HaPeiris. So if it's a special lav for Telas HaPeiris, then why does it have to go out into the arts? Why can't it just stay in the pre? If the Isser is Telas HaPeiris, so why does it have to be perish in order to get the Isser? Again, the Lashon HaRambam. Halacha Yudalid. Maybe I'll put it on.
But once that is like ages,
you see the Rama?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So this the Rama says the din of Telas HaPeiris. Elo haminim hanivron bepeiris ubemacholos. In pirshu v'yotzul oretz afu pisha chosul toichayichal mishachol min kizayis loikish and emel chol hasheretz hasheretz al oretz lesser elo shepirshu l'oretz. So the Rama holds it has to be perishman apri. That's more in the Gemara. It has to be perishman apri. That's what dashim from my lords. It has to be perishman apri. For Kesef is all the steak is half it and how much does it have to be perish? Avir ha'olam, does it have to be full? We have all the bias of Kesef. But once it's perish and it goes back, it's not the lav of Sheretz, it's not the regular lav of Sheretz Aretz, it's a separate lav of Minim Hanivron Beperish of Machalos. Demis, just from this Ramam, maybe it's not so clear. But if you look at the Ramam in the Ramazim, the beginning of Machalos Asuras, I don't have a way to put up on the screen. The Rambam is a separate law. is a lav lelechol sheretz haaretz, and then that's tes, and then there's another lav shlelechol kolas haperis. You should taste lav here. It's two different lav. The Rambam say for mitzvahs also two different lav. The Rambam holds that there's a lav for sheretz haaretz. There's a lav for shorts and the napar of a rova. There's a lav for sheretz ha'if. And there's a lav, this generic lav for all shrotzim, which is negeya mostly for sheretz hamayim, that doesn't have a special lav. And there's a lav for telas haperis. So if there's a separate lav for telas haperis, what sense does it make that it should have to be perished from the pri? Why does it have to be perished from the pri in order to activate that lav? Bishlam according to Rashi and the Ramban, there's no separate lav of telas haperis. There's a lav of sheretz ha'oretz. So to be a sheretz ha'oretz, it has to be sheretz ha'oretz. If it's in the pre, that's the mit, the ma'iz, zizim shebadoshim. It has to leave the pre and go on the land. Otherwise, it's not a sheretz ha'oretz. It has to graduate to being a sheretz ha'oretz. But according to the Rambam, it's not the lav of sheretz ha'oretz. It's a new lav of telas haperis. So if it's a new lav of telas haperis, so why does it have to be perish onto the arts in order to activate the lav? And then this is the lashon of the pasuk is sure. Also, the lashon of the pasuk is a sheretz el arts, but it's not an issue of sheretz arts; it's an issue of telas haperis. So the chat is we already spoke through that the ram a little we spoke through that the ram holds that even though there's a separate lav for telas haperis, but it can't be as close mine. It's not perish from the pre. I look at it as part of the pre. And if it's part of the pre, then it's not us. It has to be perished from the pre in order to get its own identity. But once it gets its own identity, the lav, it's not a sheretz ha'aretz. Because the Rambam sheet is that a sheretz ha'aretz, a sheretz was tevas to live on the ground. This telas, it's tevas not to live on the ground. This telas is tevas to live in an apple. Unless it changes its teva. If it has some metamorphosis and it becomes a sheretz ha'aretz, that's a different story. That's the Rambam about ochel pepisa and ochel nemola. The Rambam says there are shrotzim, they start the lives off as a telas haperis, and then they change and they become a sheretz ha'aretz, and you get two malchus, one for telas haperis and one for sheretz ha'aretz. But that's not the case over here. It's just a worm that fell out of the apple. So the Rambam holds it's not a sheretz ha'aretz, it's a telas haperis, and it has its own lav called telas haperis. But there's a tanai in the lav. The tanai is that it has to be perished from the pri. If it's because Kozman is not perished from the pri, it's part of the pri. It has to be perished from the pri, it has to leave the pri and go back in afterwards, but it has to be perished from the pri. When it's perished from the pre, it becomes a separate thing. Now it's a worm. Till it leaves the pre, it's an apple. When it leaves the pre, it becomes a worm. But it's a worm. It's not a sheretz ha'aretz. It's a worm that lives in apples. And mimela, the lav it's a separate lav of sheretz. It goes into the lav of telas haperis, not sheretz ha'aretz. But the lashon of the pasuk is a sheretz ha'aretz because the Torah, the lashon of the pasuk is to tell me that it has to leave the pre in order to have the issur. That's why the Ram connects with the Bechein. Ram connects the din of telas haperis with that weren't perished from the peris with the din of mayim shebekalim that wasn't yet perished from the mayim. Ram puts it together with the bechain. So when you say that the mayim shebekalim, the hashrotza is part of the mayim, the sheretz leaves the mayim, gets its own identity. But kol's mind, it didn't leave the mayim and it was engendered in the kli. It's part of the mayim. So the same thing with the telas haperis. Kol's mind, the worm, it didn't leave the apple. It's part of the apple, so you could eat it. It's only when it leaves the apple that it becomes a separate thing. But what separate thing does it become? Not a sheretz ha'aretz, because the sheretz ha'aretz is a sheretz whose nature is to live in land. This is a telas whose nature is still to live in apples. It gets the identity of a telas haperis. So that's the Rambam Halachi Yudal. That's very clear. That's the Shitas Rambam. So Mela Ram holds that it could be dead. That it could be dead. Based on according to the other Rishonim, that the vort is that when it's perished from the apple, it gets a new shem of sheretz aretz. Up till now, it wasn't the sheretz aretz. Now, when it's reichish on the aretz, it becomes a sheretz aretz. It has to be alive. It can't become a sheretz aretz after it's dead. Shanking with either Ramam. It doesn't become a sheretz ha'aretz. It's a telas haperis. It was a telas haperis even inside the worm. It didn't become a telas haperis when it left the worm. It was a telas haperis inside the worm. Except inside the worm, there's a matir that is considered to be bottle to the worm. You know, it's tuffle to the apple. inside the apple, it's considered to be tofel the apple. But they don't leave the apple yet. So like when you eat it, it's kilo, you're eating the apple. That's why the lashon of the Rambam is you have to eat it together with the apple. If you eat it separately from the apple, if you suck it out of something, the Rambam holds it, that's more in the lashon of the Rambam. A mayim should look halem also in a mayim. You have to eat it with the mayim because the whole heter is that it's considered to be tofel to the mayim. So you're also, it is a telasa peris. It's a telasa peris before it left the pri. But it calls mind that it's in the pri and it didn't leave. It's tofel to the pri. So you eat it. It's called you're eating the pri. But when it leaves, it doesn't get a new shem of telasa peris. The shem, it's the same shem telasa peris that it had before. The nekuda is that it gets a separate identity. It's no longer part of the apple. So the Rambam holds could be no longer part of the apple. It could be dead also. And again, for the Rambam, you have to understand, why is it even a suffix? By the way, it's a suffix. Pirshu may smile. Why is it a suffix? Why should we double poshut? It doesn't need a new shame. It has a new shame to last in Paris. So why is this even a suffix? Yeah, Shigei Shalom, maybe there's different ways to understand what the suffix is. You could say the suffix is that since Kol Zman is in the apple, so it's tuffel to the apple and it's part of the apple. So maybe when it leaves, we look at it that it is a new shame. Even though it's a new shame of Telah, even though it's not a new shame of Sheretz Oretz, it's a shame of Telasa Paris. But maybe you could say, even at Telasa Paris, when it was in the apple, it wasn't even a Telasa Paris, it was an apple. So when now it leaves the apple and it loses its appleness, it becomes a Telasa Paris. Maybe that has to happen, Mechaim, not Lachemis. But you say a different shot, that if when it leaves the apple, it's dead. So since it was already, when it was alive, it was part of the apple, and now it's dead. So maybe it can't become a separate thing. Maybe I just look at it as a piece of the apple that falls out. If it's dead, and it was part of the apple when it was alive, and now it's dead, maybe when it falls out, it doesn't stop being part of the apple. I'm not sure, you know, Yesh Lodin, what's the study of Suffolk with the Rambam? But broadly speaking, I think it's very clear, the Rosh is L'shitasa and the Rambam is L'shitasa. You know, what's talking about the Rambam? I'll show you a nice thing. If you look at Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs. I happen to have a Sefer Mitzvahs in front of you. Readily available, maybe it's a good idea. Looking around, Lisa say, "Kuf Ayin Ches." It's our lab of Telasa Paris. So the Rambam, a mitzvah Kuf Ayin Ches, he shedironu meachel ateloim hamisyalim bepeiros ubizroim. To eat, there's a lot to eat teloyos in Paris and Zroim. The Rambam, the other adds that in Macholim also, not only Paris and Zroim, Macholim. Rambam Sefer Mitzvah doesn't mention Ma'acholim. They get later to Dani de Bistra. Then the Rambam continues. From the moment that they leave the pre and they go on the outside surface of the pre, even though later they went back inside. The Rambam said this lab of Telasa Paris, a separate lab of the Rambam. It's not the lab of Sheretz Oretz, that's Kufayin Vot, this is Kufayin Ches. The Rambam said, when is this lab activated? From that point, the Rambam says that it's ain't a mutter lecha leisam or misha cholim like. What's the kash on the Rambam?
Why does it need halicha?
Okay. Why does it need halicha? I thought the kasha is the opposite. The Rambam is talking about Malkus. It's a vital issue in the Gemara. God Gemara. This is the case of God Gemara. When it went on the shetach of the pri. Gemara is a vital issue. The pasha, the case is that it fell on the ground and it was shin, it walked around on the ground. Kishal Aper is a bayadli ifshito. Gag Tmar is an ifshito, is bayadli ifshito. Hey, it's not a bayadli ifshito. L'chayra is that it fell on the ground. Why does Rambam here say that it's enough that it walked on the shetach hapri? The Rambam and the Yad is not the way. The Rambam and the Yad, halacha yadalim. Elo aminim hanivron bepeiris of machalis in pirshu v'yotzu la'aretz. That's when you like it. Then Rambam begins later. What about pirshu la'aviv v'loy nogu ba'aretz? They didn't touch the ground. Eishe pirshu mitzosi la'aretz. Eishe pirshu achash ha'mesu and so on. So that's already biasly. If she touches the suffix. Why Rambam say for mitzvahs does he say it's enough to go out into the shetach hapri? Rambam the Yad says he didn't. That's the suffix. The case that's a vada is only if it's pirshu la'aretz. I think the poshut answer is that the Rambam sefer mitzvah is not halacha sefer. It's not important to the Rambam sefer mitzvah to tell me the prote halacha when you like it and you're not like it. The Rambam wants to explain to me the idea of telas sefer is why it's different than a shared sarts. So the Rambam wants to give me a case, a simple case, where it's clear that it's not a shared sarts, it's a telas sefer. Ram says, it's not a sheretz haaretz. It doesn't even have to go on the ground. It goes into the shetach hapri. As long as it leaves the pri, then it has to get out of the pri, because if it's in the pri, it's still an apple. If it has to get out of the apple, it shouldn't have a din of, in the apple, it's mutter, it's part of the apple. But when it leaves the apple, it's not that it becomes a sheretz haaretz. It remains a telas haperis. So Ram here is a pedagogue. He wants me to visualize why this is not a sheretz haaretz. So he says, because it doesn't have to go on the ground at all. It's nothing to do with being a sheretz haaretz. It's an issue of telas haperis. But the emes is halacha lemaisa tatsa poshut. Because it could be that even to be a telas haperis, to be perish on the apple, it has to be perish ad kedekach that it touched and went to the arts and then came back. And if it was only perish la'avir, maybe we don't even look at that as a prisha. That's the bay in the Gemara. Even to be called something separate from the apple, it's not so poshut since the lashon of the pasuk is ala arts. Torah said, how does it become separate from the apple by being ala arts? So there's a mokum to say that maybe it has to touch the ground. So, about it, that's the pratim of Rabbi Yosef. And in the Yad, he gives me all those pratim. But in the Sefer Mitzvahs, he's not mokum to all those pratim. In the Sefer Mitzvahs, he wants me to understand why this is a different lab than Sheretz Haaretz. So he says, the Poshet Tetzir, when on the Shetach Hapri, you see it's not a Sheretz Haaretz. I think there's another deek also. What's the case that's poshut lisa? What's the case that for sure is like it? So Rashi says, Rashi l'alushayim, the case that's for sure like it is that it was reichesh ala arts. Pirshu meis, Rashi said, if it hit the ground and it died, didn't have a parachute, it hit the ground and it died, so then it's a suffolk. It wasn't reichesh ala arts, it wasn't even reichesh ala arts. That already goes into the sveikas of Rav Yosef. The case that's poshut l'chiyuv, the only case that's poshut l'chiyuv is it fell on the ground and it was reichish on the ground. With Rashi, the Rambam is not the way. The Rambam and Alochi Yadalad. What's the case that's poshut l'isa? Elo aminu and Rambam bepeirusu v'macholis in pirshu v'yotzu la'aretz. Doesn't say that it has to be reichish on the aretz. Yotzu la'aretz, it touched the ground. And it follows in the Rambam. Follows from the Gish also. How does Rashi know that it has to? This sad that there's that in order to have malchus, in order to be vade chayit, it has to be reichish. It's not enough just to touch the ground, because the Rambam is gerus in the Gemara pirshu meso. It hit the ground and died. So it did touch the ground, and it's still a suffix. Why is it a suffix? It hit the ground. The answer is it's a suffix because it wasn't reichish. But the Rambam is not gerus pirshu meso. He's gerus pirshu meso. The suffix of pirshu meso is that it left its apple dead. That's a different suffix. But that's a different suffix, because when it left the apple, it was dead. But the suffix that's relevant over here is pishul avir. If it went into the avir but never hit the ground, and then it went back into the pri, that's the suffix of pishul avir. But if it hit the ground, it's partial to the field. And that's how it chesms out in the Lashon Rambam, also from the chesm of the Girsa. But in Sfarad, I also understand it. Lefid the Rambam, the Rashi, the Chiv over here, when the Chiv here is for Sheretz Arts. So there's a mockum to say that it has to literally be Sheretz Al Arts. It has to be Reichesh Al Arts because it has to be Sheretz Al Arts. That's what Sheretz Al Arts means. The Fila Ramam is never becoming a Sheretz Saratz. It's a Pelasa Paris. The only reason why it has to leave the Pri is because it has to become Nivdal, it has to become separate from the Pri. So the Torah is Mechavis, it says Al-Aretz, it could be with Rabbi Yisus Masupik. It could be that even to become separate from the Pri, it's not enough to go into the Avira Olam. That's not cool that it really left the tree. It has to go out, that it left the apple. It has to go out on the apple in a bigger way. It has to go out from the apple onto the Aretz and then go back into the apple. But there's no reason to think it has to crawl around in the arts. What kind of story? Why would that be? So nothing was perish l'arts. It was perish l'arts and it went back into the apple. Then it's a separate thing. So that's the case. That's the case. It's pashut l'chiyav. That's the Rambam's halachic doubt. The case it's pashut l'chiyav. There was perish l'arts. The case it's a suffix was perish l'avir. We'll connect it back to the same machlekes the Rambam and Rashi. But it's really hashlamat there, all the things we talked about. But here we have according to Rashi, the word of pure shalaretz is that it becomes a sheretz arts. Meila by Rashi, the case of chiyuv is that it was sheretz arts. Furthermore, according to Rashi, Rashi goes in the more pure shul mesa, not pure shul mes. The Rosh explains because it was pure shul mes. How could it become a sheretz arts after it's dead? Avada, when it fell out of the apple, it was alive. But when it hit the ground, it was mesa. So the suffix is because it wasn't reichish. Right, according to the Rambam, it's nothing to do with becoming a sheretz aretz. It's a telas haperis, different lav. But since the Torah said the lav telas haperis b'loshon ala aretz, so we dashin that it has to leave the pri. It can come back to the pri, but it has to leave the pri because Kozmat didn't leave the pri. It's like mayim shebekel. It's considered to be part of the mayim. And the Ram connects it to the Ferish with the Vachay. The Ram makes the comparison to Mayim Shebekelim. And Mayim Shebekelim, we saw for sure that Mayim Shebekelim, the Heter is that it becomes part of the Mayim. The Ram learns that Mayim Shebekelim is Matar, even Sheretz Oif. They have wings, they're Sheretz Oif. And yet, if they're in the water, they're Mutter. Only if they leave the water onto the Kashim, then they become Osir. Why? It was a Sheretz Oif before, afterward. When it went down the Kashim, it became a Sheretz Oif. It still didn't fly. Teretz, it's Be'etzim a Sheretz Oif because it has wings. Well, if it's a Sheretz Oif Be'etzim, so why is it Mutter when it's in the Kalim? It doesn't even say Yom by Sheretz Oif. Who Sheretz Oif cares about Yom HaNecholim? The answer is because the pasuk of Yom HaNecholim was Megala that calls mine. It's in the Mayim Shebekalim. It's part of the Mayim. It has to be perished from the Mayim to have a separate entity. And the Ram says the same idea over here by Talash of the Shebe Peres. It has to separate from the Pri to become a separate entity. There's a mockum to say it could be dead. It doesn't matter that it's dead. It was a Talash of Peres when it was alive. It's not becoming something different after it's dead. But it was in the pre, it was part of the pre. If it's perished in the pre, maybe it could be perished in the pre even after it's dead. That's why I'm going to pure mace. So, Emmy Mela, what's the Gemara suffix? Pure mace is a suffix because it's dead. Can it become a separate thing after it's dead? Gemara is suffix by pure shala avir because maybe it has to touch ground. But if it's perished to the arts, there's no sign that it has to be shared on the arts. Through the Ram's gear, so that's how it comes out. And then the Ram's swear, that's how it comes out. Why should it have to be Sheretz Al-Arts? We're not trying to make it into Sheretz Al-Arts. We're not trying to make it into something that it's not. It's a Talat HaPeres. Why should it have to be Sheretz Al-Arts? Just the Torah says Al-Arts to make it that it's something separate from the arts. Yeah, they're clear. I just noticed now as I'm reading the Rambams, the Diuk and Rambam, back to the screen share. It is I. Look at the Rambam again. How the Rambam brings the sefikas over here. Pishul Avim v'Nagul Aretz. That's the silo of Pishul Avim. That's the stuff of Pishul Avim. Leishet Pishul Miktsasun LaAretz. That's the bayah of Pishul Miktsasun. Leishet Pishul Hashemesu. That's the bayah of Pishul Mes. Those are the three bayahs. But it's interesting. By Pishul Miktsasun, the Rambam says it was Pishul Miktsasun LaAretz. Why is that the Pishul Miktsasun LaAretz? Why isn't it enough Pishul Miktsasun LaAvir? Pishul Avir by itself is already a suffix. Maybe Pishul Avir is enough. But if Pishul Avir is enough, and then there's a sad suffix that Miktsasun is enough, so why can't Miktsasun LaAvir also be enough? That's what it says in Tur. The Tur says Pishul Avir is also, and he says Pishul Miktsasun LaAvir is also. We made the Cheshbon in Tur. Because once we have a tzad to say that Pishul Avir is enough, and once we have a tzad to say that Miktsasun Kikulo, so you add them up. One plus one is two. The Pishul Miktsasun LaAvir is also a suffix. And it's also. Ram doesn't say that. You add them.
It'd be a fake staker, maybe?
I had a feeling that's what you're going to say. Maybe it's a fake seiko. Since each one is a suffix, Pishul Avir is a suffix, and Pishul Miktsasun is a suffix. So ad kedekach to ask the Pishul LaAvir, Miktsasun LaAvir, that already not. Ulai. And you have to know what's the machlekes Rambam in the tour. It doesn't work that way. I'm thinking, well, maybe you don't even have to come out to Sfeik Sefer. Maybe the tour is going like the Rosh, like Rashi, like the Ramban, that these are all Sfeikas about what you need to do to be a Sheretz Haaretz. There's a new lab, because the lab is a Sheretz Haaretz. What do you need to be a Sheretz Haaretz? Do you have to mamish be Sheretz Haaretz? Or maybe you don't have to be Sheretz Haaretz, you just have to be in the Avir Ha'ilam. Not in the Pri, but you have to just be in the Avir Ha'ilam. And then we have a suffix. What about if it's Miktsasun? Is it Miktsasun enough to make it into Sheretz Haaretz? So the Torah holds well. If it's enough to be an Avir Olam, and if it's enough to have Miktsasun, so Miktsasun Avir Olam is also enough. To feed the Rambam, though, we're not trying, this Telas of here is not trying to be Sheretz Haaretz. It's a Telas of Paris. It's not trying to be something that it's not. It's a Telas of Paris. What it needs is to be Paris from the Pri. We need the Maisa Prisha from the Pri. Because that's what the Torah wants. The Torah demands there's a matir. If it's not perish from the Pri, so the Pri is matirit, so it has to be perish from the Pri. So the simple Prisha is what the Torah says, Al Haaretz. It's perish to the Haaretz. That's what the Rambam said in Halacha Yadal. Pri should be also Haaretz. It's awesome. Now we have Sfeikas. Maybe it's enough to be perished to the Avir. That's also Prisha from the Pri. Maybe it's enough to be perished Miktsasun. It's also a certain amount of Prisha from the Pri. Maybe it's not enough Prisha from the Pri. It's still Mechubah to the Pri. Some of it is inside the Pri. Some of it is outside the Pri. Maybe that's enough to be called the Prisha. So these are inferior Prishas from the Pri. Maybe the Rambam held can't go further than we see in the Gemara. The Gemara is a suffix that maybe Pishul La'avir is a Prisha. It's not the best Prisha, it's not the full Prisha, it's not the Prisha that Torah really talks about. Torah talks about Dal Haaretz. But maybe it's good enough. Prisha Miktsasun, that's not the simple case of the Pasuk, but maybe it's also good enough. But if it has two impediments, it's both La'avir and it's Miktsasun, So Meir says that's called a Prisha. Maybe that's not enough to be a Prisha. That's already needing to have different dargas. This is a, this, these are shvacha prishas. Is a weak prisha. Prisha miksos is a weak prisha. So if it has both chesroinus, I'm going to stop the screen share. So if it has both chesroinus, maybe that's not called, that's not enough. We don't find in the Gemara that that's enough to be called a prisha. Like the professional shatkan who came to the Rebbe, he wanted a bracha yeshiva matzliach. The Rebbe said, "I can't give you a bracha because kosher is dibuga shel adam kipiyas yamsuf, and kosher panasos shel adam kipiyas yamsuf, and your profession has both koshers in it together. That's too hard for me. So, this is too much. It's a bridge too far. It's a prisha la'avir, and it's only a prisha mitzosa. That's not called a prisha." I mean, in theory, maybe you could say the same thing in the sheet of the other Rishonim too. But in the other Rishonim, I think it's more mistava. If we're just being marked at what's the Sheretz Aretz, and the fact that the Sheretz Aretz doesn't have to actually be Sheretz, which Lav is enough, doesn't have to be Sheretz al Aretz, doesn't have to be Reichish. And the fact that it's enough for it to be bemitzvah to Sheretz Aretz, so why can't you? It's not mistava, you have to have both things together. It's not mistaber that you have to both things together. It's not mistaber that you have to have one or the other. Either to be a sheretz oris, you have to either be reichish or be kuloy in the avir. That's not mistaber. The tour will make. I hear talking very much in the tour. We're looking for what makes you a sheretz oris. Does a pishul avir make you into sheretz oris? You're floating around in the avir ha'olam. Maybe that makes you a sheretz oris. You have to be. Kulay in the Avir Ha'olam, you have to be kulay outside of the pre to be a Sheretz Aretz. Who'd make us? It's very not mistaber to say, to be a Sheretz Aretz, you have to be either or. To be a Sheretz Aretz, very not mistaber to say that to be a Sheretz Aretz, it's enough to be in the Avir Ha'olam, but only if you're kulay, or to be mitzosli al ha'aretz. Like two different ways to be a Sheretz Aretz. If you could be a Sheretz Aretz by being an Avir Olam, and you could be a Sheretz Aretz with Mitzosai, then you could be a Sheretz Aretz with Mitzosai and Avir Olam. If you're going to say otherwise, you're making like two different ways to be a Sheretz Aretz. There's one way to be a Sheretz Aretz to be Kulay and Avir Olam. Another way to be a Sheretz Aretz that you're Mitzosai, Reichish Al Aretz. Not Mistaba. That's not Mistaba. Once we entertain that there's two different ways to be a Sheretz, that to be a Sheretz Aretz is enough to Avir Olam, and it's enough to have Mitzosai, so Mitzosai and Avir Olam is also enough. But to be the Rambam, it's not a positive becoming a Sheretz Aretz. It's a negative being perished from the pre. So here you're perished from the pre to a certain degree. You're perished from the pre only into the Avir Olam. Maybe it's not enough. Maybe it is enough. There's another way to be perished in a weak way. You could be perished Mitzosa, not Kula. Maybe that's enough. Maybe that's not enough. But here it's certainly possible to say that you have that to have both impediments together certainly is not a pre Shimon pre. Not that there's two different ways to be perished from the pre. It's that to be perished from the pre, But it sits better. In the rush, the other Rishonim, that we're looking at what makes you into Sheretz Aretz, it'd be strange to say that to be a Sheretz Aretz, you have to have either Prisha Mitzosa to the Aretz or Prisha's Kulay L'Avir Olam. In the Rambam that we're just looking at how to be perished from the pre, then I think it's more welcome to say that just because the Gemara is a suffix, that maybe it's enough to be Perish Mitzosa, or maybe it's enough to be Perish La'avir Olam, but to be Perish Mitzosa La'avir Olam, that we don't find in the Gemara that that's enough. That's not enough of a Perish. Anyway, the Rambam, I think, is moved with it. That's what the Rambam holds. Okay, let's divide from the Gemara. The next set of bias player of Ashi, Lagag tomorrow mao, Lagag gari nosa mao, me tomorrow the tomorrow mao. Take it. What are these fakers of Ashi? Look, Ashi. Lagag tomorrow mao. Mitecha pisha, Lagago. Mi amina haini revise. So it's not even like Avir. It's not enough. A duma, kisher it's agabi dover acher dami. The lesson that Heiner would say the Rambam got from the Gemara Amud Aleph, that doifnei akli, that if the sheretz amayim was perished to doifnei akli, it doesn't become a sheretz aretz because Heiner would say. That means we grapple with that a little bit. If you're just looking, it's in the Rambam, I understand it better. You're looking for a prisha. So a prisha to the Daifnei Akli, where it's the natural, the Kli, when the Shotzei Amayim, they sit by the side of the swimming pool sometimes. That's the reason. That's not called the prisha. But Lefi Rashi, we're just looking for it to be a Sheretz Aretz. So what's this far behind the Revise? What does Ravisi have to do with being Aretz? It's still dry land. At the time we grapple with it, I'm not sure, I don't have anything more to add. But Akapana, Rashi took from there that there's a svar to say that Ravisi makes it that it's not Aretz. It has to be sure it's still Aretz. If it's the Mokum Ravisi, then maybe that's not called the Aretz. But here, it's not inside the Pri, but it's Haina Ravisi. That's normal for them to, that's like the Daifnei Akli. So maybe the outside of the pri is like the daif nekli, it's not arts. No, it's not like being revisa. It's like being sheretz and a dover acher. Like, let's clap something. I was bothered in this Rashi. I think maybe I see my way clear. Rashi says that the tzad issue over here is that it's kesheretz al gabi dover acher domi. That when it goes on to the gag of the pri, it's like it's being sheretz on something else. I was bothered, chares mashman Rashi, that in order to be called that it's, in order to be also, it has to be sheretz on something. Al gabe something. The Purit says that pure shal avir is also enough. It doesn't have to be sure it's al gabe anything. It could just, as long as it's not inside the pre, it could be in the middle, it could be in just in the free fall. It's also called, it's also enough. It's also shared tzaretz. It's topic, but akubon dod, that was one of the fakers of Yosef when we passed in the Chumah. So why does Rashi over here say that you need kesheretz al gabe dover achedomi? Why do you need sheretz al gabe dover acher? The main thing is, it's not considered to be in the pre. If it's not in the pre, maybe it's like avir olam. Avir olam is also enough to be awesome. I thought originally that you have to say one of two things. Either that Rashi is chaylik on the Torah, that Rashi holds that even on the side that Pirshul Mesa is also doesn't have to be Reichish, doesn't even have to be Royal Reichish, but it has to touch the ground. It can't be flying around in the air. Pirshul Avir is when it fell in your mouth. Falling in your mouth is also called falling on something. It has to fall on something. Fall on your mouth, fall on the karka. It could get squashed when it fell in the karka. You know, that's the Pirshul Mesa. It's still also, because we're machmir that that's also also by Rav Yosef. But Loading in free fall, that's not called shared source for sure. Not like the tour. The tour learns that even in free fall, it's a shared source. That's possibility number one. Or I thought possibility number two, that even in the tour, we learned up shot in the tour, that the tour learned that the tour, where is the tour coming from? Because the tour learned that once we say that you don't need rechisha, and we don't even need royal rechisha, then there's no reason why it should have to be on the ground. So it's on the side that you do need royal rechisha, then the tour would agree that it has to be on the ground. In pre-fall, it's not royal rechisha. But since the maskana is pishu meisus chayev, even though it was never rechish and it was never royal rechish, so once you say once we say you don't need royal rechish and we don't need royal rechish, then we don't need kaka either. What mechates the whole mile of kaka? This was yesterday. The whole mile of kaka is that it's a mokum by royal rechish. But if you don't need royal rechish, then you don't need kaka. That's where the tour is coming from. So the whole tour about that it's also even free fall is only according to that side that pishu meisus is also. It could be that Rashi over here might agree to the tour. But Rashi didn't want to tie this baya of Pirsha of Agag Tmara, didn't want to tie it with an intim Suleimer to the baya Pirsha Mesa. He didn't want that this baya should only be a baya on the tzad that Pirsha Mesa is, that Pirsha Mesa is also. Even on the tzad that Pirsha Mesa is mutter, because you have to have Royal Rechisha, but maybe Agag Tmara is called Royal Rechisha because it's Al-Gabi Dover Achet. No, it's even the Torah only said that in midair it's called the Sheretz Oretz on the tzad that Pirshu Meisa is chayav, but on the tzad that Pirshu Meisa is mutter, it's by lishita. So we're machmir. But on the tzad that Pirshu Meisa is mutter, because you need royal lechisha, the Torah also agrees you need algavi masha, algavi dover acher. Could be his mouth, could be the ground, but you need algavi dover acher. So since Rashi doesn't want it, Rav Ashi's bayah of Agag Tmara should be only going to one side of Rav Yosef's bayah of Pirshu Mesa. So therefore, Rashi says, no, Agag Tmara maybe this is better than is Agag Tmara. Maybe it is Rechisha because it was Rechisha Al Gabi Dover Acher. That's what I thought. But it occurs to me now that maybe it's not even necessary. It's good. As far as it goes, it's good. Maybe it's not even necessary. Because Rashi says that the tzad, what's the tzad that Gag Tmara is not a shared source? Rashi says because it's Haimer Ravise. It's normal for it to go on the Gag Tmara. The Gag Tmara, that's like the Deifni Akli. For a sheretz that lives inside the Tmara, the Gag Tmara is like the Deifni Akli for a sheretz that lives in the Maya. And that's not called Ala Arts. It's called the Daifan Akli is like part of the Mayim. Being on the Daifan Akli, since that's normal for the Shotzei Mayim to get swept up onto the Daifan Akli. So that's called, okay, we're going in Rashi Shita. We're not looking for Prisha. We're looking for becoming a Sheretz Arts. Now we're not going to the Rambam, that we're looking for Prisha and a Mayim. We're looking for becoming a Sheretz Arts, being Sheretz Ala Arts. So her Daifan Akli is Arts. So we say, no, Haimi Ravise. Daifan Akli is Ravise is Mafkil, it's not arts. But the Gag Tmara also, it's not called arts because it's Haimi Ravise. The Gag Tmara is the Ravise, it's the Daifan Akli equivalent, it's the equivalent of the Daifan Akli vis-a-vis the inside of the Tmara. So that's the side that Gag Tmara is not called the Ala Arts. So what's the tzad that it is called Halaretz? The tzad that it is called Halaretz is that it's not Revise, it's a Dover Acher. It's a Dover Acher. That's what I mean, Gesher is like Dover Acher Dami. Actually, doesn't mean that you always need to, you always have to hit land. Maybe Avraham is also good enough. But Avraham is good enough because it's not Revise. Avraham is good enough because Avraham is not the Dofen Akli. Avraham is a Vada not called that you're on the Dofen, is not called Revise. Avraham is also Dover Acher. He doesn't mean that he has some kind of axiom that you have to be sheretz on a platform. Maybe it's not true. Pirshul Avir, the tour says that it could be in free fall. It's also called that it's sheretz aretz. Rashi here, when he says it's a dover acher, he sheretz al gabi dover acher. He means la puki, that it's not revise. La puki from the svar revise. The svar revise is that the outside of the garin is like, it's like the tzidi rishus rabim of the garin. It's like the doifen akli of the mayim. It's tough. It's that's also part of the mayim. It's not called the fact that it's the revise. That's the normal place for the shrotz and mayim to get washed up on. It makes it like it would never left the mayim. It's not called that it's not called the sheretz arts. It's still a sheretz and mayim. It's not called that it went into the arts. It's still part of the mayim. So that sad that God tomorrow is mutter is because it's still pulled part of the tomorrow. It's the tzidi rishus rabim of the tomorrow. It's the revise of the tomorrow. And the other tzad is that the gag of the tomorrow is a dover acher. It's not like a dover nakli. That's what Rashi means. Kesher is a gag of dover acher. It doesn't mean you need a salad. It could be empty space, but it has to be a dover acher, a different space. And that's the mokam asofik. Is the gag of tomorrow a different space or is it the same space? So that's one bite. Then Rashi continues. The gag gari nosam out. What's God Gari Nosso? What's this mice with God Gari Nosso? Intim Soloim, the God Tmor, the Dover Acher. If God Tmor is a Dover Acher, God Gari Nosso now. That's already not called a different space. That's called God Gari Nosso now. That's when Rashi, the sad is, the story of Sofikar that is Gagari Nosa a Dover Acher or Gagari Nosa is Revise. That's another portion that Gagari Nosa is not called in the pre. It's like the doifen. It's like the doifen. It's not in the pre, but maybe it's revise. Gaga tomorrow might be a dover acher. Might not be revise. Might be revise. Might not be revise. In tim seloimer, gaga tomorrow is not revise, but gaga rinosa, maybe that already is revise. It's talking to you can Rashi. The tzad of gaga tomorrow being also is not that gaga tomorrow is the pre. It's not the pre. It's the revise of the pre. That's good for the Suffolk. Is it a hemshich of the Suffolk of Gag Tomorrow? Gag Tomorrow, it might be Revise, it might be a Dover Acher. Im Tim Soloimer, Gag Tomorrow is a Dover Acher, but Gag Hagarin, that's even more mistaba that it's not a Dover Acher, but rather it's Revise. So far, so good. Then Rashi throws in a very short line. So Rashi, Kol Toiloim Migarini HaPeris, Migarini HaPrihen Gdeni. Right, he says that the toloim are engendered inside the garden. It's not inside the garden. So, if every toloah starts inside the garden, that means every time you have a toloah that's in a pre that's not in the garden. It must have come out of the garden. So it was already perished to the gag of the garden. And the Gemara decided, Rashi decided that that's also. Well, it'll come out that every time you find the talas in the pre, inside the pre, never left the pre. Then it's not that it's also because it left the garden. So then what's the suffix of me tomorrow, tomorrow, the next suffix of Rashi, me tomorrow, tomorrow? What's the suffix of Pirshul Avir? All of these fakes. What are all these fakes? Every telas that was perished Lavir, before it was perished Lavir, it was perished from the garden. It's also an account of having been perished from the garden. And the Gemara itself, maybe it's not so terrible. You could say, Nechrami, maybe everything's with Erechim Tim Soloimer. Maybe Nechrami. maybe any talas that's outside of the garin is already osur. If it's a sofik, it might be osur. Im timsalemer, it's not. But what if it was parish mitzvah tomorrow? What if it was parish from the tomba to the gaga tomorrow? What if it was parish from the tomorrow to the avir? All these fakers are all im timsalemer that it didn't become osur as soon as it left the garin. But it's sad that it became osur as soon as it left the garin. So that's it. You open up an apple, you find the worm. It should be mutter. It should be also because it left the garden. At least those fruits that have a garden. Not every fruit has a garden. At least in a pitted fruit. I don't know. It's very mutter. So then it's cast from the tour. The tour brings all the bias. The tour, the rush, they bring all of the bias. Pirish me tomorrow. Pishul Avir, what are all these bites? The minute you say that if it left the Gairin, it's also. So all the other sfeikas go without saying. Let's go to Drisha Estakash. Let me tell the signal, I don't remember the details, but he more or less asks his cash. Once you say that all the Tulum start in the Gairin, and then as soon as it leaves the Gairin, Ravashi says that it might be also, and we're machmir all these bias, but then you render the moot, the Shiloh of me tomorrow, the tomorrow. Gag tomorrow, Pishal Avir, all these sides. What? It already became usher when it went out of the pit into the apple. If not for this Rashi, I would have said it's the other way around. The worm start in the worm start in the pre, not in the garden. The perish from the pre inside to the garden. They don't go out. They go. The case of Gag tomorrow is that it went from the pre inside to the gag of the garden. Outside of the garden, and maybe that's called that it left the pre. Not that it didn't leave the pre to go out, went left the pre to go in, because it's out, it left the flesh of the pre and now it's on the pit. Rashi is going around. No, they all start inside the garden. So gagarin also means it left the garden on the way out, and it was perished to the gag of the garden. Well, then what's the whole what's going on over here? But the Drisha says, not the Prisha, I mean, the Prisha says that first, at least at first, he wants to say that maybe this case of Gagarinosa is where you took the pit out of the pre. About if the pit is still inside the pre and the worm went out of the garin into the apple, out of the garin, or the apple's not really a pit of fruit, but went outside the pit of the peach into the peach. About its mutter. That's not called that it went out. It's inside the peach. That means how would you ever know, even, like, you know? How would you even know? It's not. The Gemara is talking about a case where you took the pit out, and now you just have a peach pit sitting on the table, and then you see a worm come out of the pit and walk around on the surface. That's the case the Gemara is talking about. But if a pit that's inside a peach, it's in the, a worm inside the peach is inside the peach. It's not that for sure. Was not called that it left. But then it's like in Rambam not the way, because the lush in the Rambam. The Rambam. Halacha Tzayin, Pishal, same Rambam, Pishal Avir Leinoga Baoretz, Eishe Pishu Mitzos Laoretz, Eishe Pishu Achashem Meistu, Eishe Nimtzeis Teila'as Al Hagarin Mibifnim. So I think he understood mibifnim means inside the fruit. He found the worm on the garin inside the fruit. Oh, we see in the Rambam that it was on inside the fruit. And yet, there's a story that it's awesome. I don't know what the Rambam holds about the Rashi, about all the Teloyes starting inside the Garin. Could be the Rambam held the worms start in the apple. They start in the flesh of the peach, and then they go into the pit. And that's the suffix. Maybe that's called the Prisha. It went from the flesh of the fruit onto the pit. Maybe that's called that it was perished from the fruit. Yeah, look, the Ram, I think it's more, even more geshmak, because the Ram learns we're not looking for al ha'aretz. We're not looking for it to be sheretz al ha'aretz. We're looking for it to be perished from the fruit. So maybe it's enough. It was perished from the flesh of the fruit and went out to the garden. That's me. It's no longer in the fruit. So it's not, but not tuffled to the fruit, because it's on the, it's not in the flesh of the fruit. It's on the garden. Ram's altogether a different world. But Rashi learned that the Tehillah starts inside the garden. And the Nekudas HaSafek is that maybe when it goes now onto the gag of the Garin, maybe that's cool, that it's not, maybe that's not Revise. Not Garin Nosama. Maybe you could say in Rashi something that's like this, that, well, hard to imagine how one would ever possibly know, but maybe the case like this. If the worm, let's say, starts inside the garin, if it goes out of the garin, straight out into the flesh, maybe that's a double poshut, that's awesome. Because that's where it's supposed to be. That's the life cycle. It goes out of the garin, it goes into the flesh. That's still called it's that's not Sheretz Haaretz. The case is where it went out of the garin, instead of going straight out into the flesh, it stayed between the, in the space between the, on the outside, between the pit and the flesh. Maybe that's worse. It's not in the garin and it's not in the flesh. Maybe that's not even Revise. It was very bizarre, because I also get this time. The priest himself is talking about this a little bit. How do you know? You open up the thing, you find the worm. You open up the peach, you find the worm inside. How do you know if it was perish ever? And it's in the flesh. So how do you know if it was perish in the Gag of the Garin? It wasn't perish, unless you find it now on the Gag of the Garin. Why it was fleshish? Every time you find the worm in the flesh of the peach, it should be also, because maybe it was, how do you know? Maybe it was perished as a gag of the garin. Peach should be tomorrow. So obviously left the garin. They all start inside the garin. So if it started inside the garin, tomorrow has a garin. If it started inside the garin, and now it'll be tomorrow to tomorrow, of course it's also. Because for all you know, it crawled around for a while in the pit of the garin inside. That's what the priest wants to learn. We're talking about the pits sitting on the table. You took the pits out, and you see worms coming out of the pits. But inside the priya, about it, it's not called the priest. Ram is not master away. Okay, the Ram is a different shita. Maybe the Ram holds that the worms start in the flesh. They don't start in the pit. The Rashi, that they all start in the pit. It's very hard to learn that it's the worm starts in the pit, and when it leaves the pit inside the fruit and it goes in the gag, it becomes also. And all the worms are also, unless they're inside the pit. That's all the Gemara Samut. The kids are, the Ram on the side, the Ram could be a different sheet. We don't know what the Ram holds about the life cycle of the worm. Does it start in the pit? Does it start in the flesh? But Rashi holds every worm starts in the pit. If every worm starts in the pit, and there's a time in the Gemara that Pirshul Gagarin Osir is Osir, so all worms should be Osir, unless they're mamish in the pit. You open up the peach, you open up the date, and the worm is still inside the pit, that'll be Mut. But anything less than that is already gagari nosus. Shalom is that that's your Rashi's bias. How could that be? Why did Tur bring all the other bias? The Rosh, why did you bring all the other bias? I know it's found the trash. Let's see the next Rashi. Throw the Torah out. Leishar tzal gabo. Ella mizuluzu. Mi amina came in the lab hainu ima. This is not the mother ship, it's a different date. The Sheretz Karina Bay, maybe that's called that it's called already Sheretz. Already Sheretz Alarts. Meduma, Avir Oilum Bainu. Maybe not. Maybe it has to be Avir Oilum. It's never went into the Avir Oilum. So maybe it's still called that it's not called that it was Sheretz. Mechuba Flushin, by the way. These are all cases of Flushin, not Mechuba. If it's Mechuba, it's Kisha Shitliba Yuvah. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. We'll do Dani. Dani, we'll do tomorrow. Dani and Dani. The words. Okay, very good.
Thank you.
I assume that we're going to finish this again tomorrow. So what's tomorrow? Tomorrow's Wednesday. Yeah. So let me know what where you're, how many days you have left after that.
What Rashi means.